Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, everybody. Here's a new episode of the podcast. In this one, I'm just going to kind of tell you why you haven't heard from me recently. I'm just going to explain what I've been doing. And I'm also going to respond to a couple of comments on the website. And then I'm going to play you the audio track from a video that I did a few years ago about the Notting Hill Carnival. So I'm going to play you the audio to that video, and you'll hear me talking about Notting Hill Carnival, and you'll also hear some of the sound effects and the music and the conversation I had with various people at the carnivals. Okay, so that's what you're going to get in this episode. Before we go any further, let me just remind you that if you want to practice your spoken English, one of the best ways to do it these days is to use iTalki. That's just a really good way to find native speakers and teachers on the internet. You can find many people from the UK, from America and other English-speaking countries. And they're just there ready, waiting to talk to you. It does cost money. Essentially, you're finding one-to-one teachers on the internet. But if you want to get a discount, you can. If you use my URL, go to teacherluke.co.uk/talk. And then you can get started and find your own one-to-one teacher or language partner. It's a really good way to push your English to the next level. Okay then, right, so that's the promotional bit and the little introduction. Let me now play you the jingle to this podcast, and here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is a journey into
the English language.
A journey into
the DNA of the English language.
Really?
The DNA of the English language. Now that's a really quite a strong claim.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
You talking to me?
You know who I'm talking to.
I'm a school teacher. I teach English composition.
Oh, really?
Yes!
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Luke's English Podcast. How are you? I hope you're fine. Now, it's been a while since I did an episode. I say a while. How long does that really mean? How long is a while? Well, it's sort of an undefined length of time, isn't it, really? A while. But I guess what I mean is that it, for some of you, it seems that it's been a long time since I did an episode of this podcast. I think in actual fact, it's been, what, about something like 10 days? I don't know exactly when it was that I did my last episode, but it feels like a long time, apparently, for some of you. Yes, so why, Luke, you might be thinking, why have you not uploaded more free episodes of this podcast recently? What on earth have you been doing? Well, I've got good reason. You know, I've been working full days, and I've also been working in the evenings as well as doing other things. So I'm at the moment teaching intensive general English courses at the British Council. These are summer courses for adults who want to spend 30 hours in a week on their English. So they study for 6 hours a day, 5 days in a week. So that's a total of 30 hours. I've been teaching these courses all month. So that's like 6 hours a day of teaching every day, which essentially means that my days are taken up by my teaching commitments. So that's like from the first thing in the morning, I get up and I have my breakfast and stuff, and as early as possible, I head down to the British Council, so I've got as much time in the morning to prepare my classes. Then, of course, I'm involved in teaching all throughout the day, including, well, I don't teach during my lunch break, of course. That's important time that I use to liaise with my colleagues, talk to them about the teaching that I've been doing, because I share classes, you see. I'm sharing classes with two other teachers. So I'm teaching one class in the morning, and then another teacher teaches that class in the afternoon. So I have to liaise with that person in order to talk to them about what we've been doing and give them any news and tell them any important things that came up in the morning. And then I teach another class in the afternoon. And of course, that class is also taught by another teacher in the morning. So I have to liaise with that teacher as well in order to do the same thing, just to share what that person's done and just agree on any things that need to be dealt with and stuff like that. Also, I need to prepare the lessons. You know, I need to do all of the photocopying and preparation and homework marking and all the other things that have to be done. Also, I need to eat my lunch. So that's what happens in my lunch break. And then after work as well, I do, you know, bits of work and admin and lesson planning and other things like that at the end of the day. And then I get home and all of the usual things that one has to do in one's life have to be dealt with, you know, like the housework and cooking the dinner and all those things. But also I've got work in the evenings at the moment. I'm helping someone who is launching a new website. It's like a clothing company, and they need their entire website to be translated into English. So I'm helping to check the translation to make sure that it all makes total sense. So I'm going through that, and there's thousands and thousands and thousands of words that need to be checked and proofread. So I'm going through all of that. So basically, I've been very busy this month. All of this work has suddenly arrived at the same time, and it means I've been so busy. Because, you know, I've got to make a living somehow. That accounts for why you haven't had tons and tons of new episodes of the podcast recently. But this happens, doesn't it, on the podcast sometimes. There are periods when I upload loads of episodes, and there are periods where there are fewer episodes. But I will be back soon with more stuff. So really, in this episode, I'm just sort of saying, hello, I'm still here. And I understand you haven't had new stuff recently, but I'm just taking a little bit of time out right here and now before I get back down to work to speak to you and just to say that I'm still here, and more podcasts will come up in the future. So I've just I've just taken a little bit of time out of my day here. I've just come back from work, and before I get onto the other work that I've got, I thought that I'd just switch on the microphone and just sort of, without planning anything, speak to you for a little bit of time. So I've explained why I'm a bit busy, and that's why you haven't had episodes recently. I do have some free time coming up, so I've got probably about a week or a week and a half coming up before other commitments arrive. And so I will no doubt be getting on the microphone again and doing more episodes for you in that time. So the uploads will continue more frequently very soon. Okay, so that's it. Busy, free time coming up. Though I've mentioned those things. Let's see. That's right. I had a comment today. I guess the reason why I'm doing this now, the reason why I thought it was necessary to say these things to you in this episode, is because I had a comment today from a listener called Nikolai. Hello, Nikolai. How are you doing? This comment arrived 7 hours ago. That was this morning. And the comment says this. Hello, Luke. I'm sure you're okay, but your pauses are making me worry. It's okay, Nikolai. Don't worry. Everything's fine. I've just been very busy. And Nikolai continues by saying, I've been listening to your podcast for a couple of months and I found it great and amazing. Thanks, Nikolai. But he said, when are you going to come back? We miss you. Well, here I am. I'm back now just for the time being before I record a proper episode. Nikolai also says, P.S. The good thing about my late addiction to your podcast is that I have plenty of old episodes to listen to. That's a good point, Nikolai. So in these times when I don't have a chance to record episodes that frequently and there are long pauses between uploads, then why don't you go back into the archive? There are so many episodes back there for you to listen to. I wonder how many of you have listened to every single episode. I know that I've got lots of long-term listeners who've heard every episode so far, but some of you who've kind of joined the podcast more recently, you might not have gone into the archive. And I think you should. Right? You should dip into the archive. Go back and check out some of the old episodes. There are so many to choose from. And I've done episodes on lots of different topics. You might be surprised you might be surprised that some of those episodes are still fresh, okay? They are. They're still fresh. Some episodes I do are, I intend to be sort of current and relevant to the to what's going on at that moment. But a lot of the episodes I've done in the past are not particularly tied to a particular time. You know, they're not tied down to a particular period of time. So you could listen to a lot of those episodes and they'll still make total sense and they'll still be just as fresh as they were when I recorded them, okay? So I suggest that you go back into the archive and check out some of the old episodes that I've done. Now, if I were you, Nikolai, what I would do is go into the archive, and you can find that by going to the website. Just Google Luke's English Podcast or just visit teacherluke.co.uk. And then in the menu, it says all episodes and then all episodes archive. So click on that and you can see all of the episodes there listed. And there are little descriptions of all the episodes as well. So you get an idea of what the content is. Now, if we go all the way back to, let's say over a year ago, when was it? Okay, this time last year, I think I recorded the wedding episode. So this is episode, if we go back to about a year ago, let me recommend a few episodes that you could listen to. So if I were you, Nikolai, I would listen to these episodes. So I'd listen to, first of all, I would listen to the wedding episode, because that is a description of my wedding. Yeah, I made the decision to tell everyone about my wedding day. It's a very personal one, that. I wondered if it was a good idea to give away so much personal information by describing my wedding day, which is, you know, a very personal day. But I did, and a lot of people enjoyed listening to that. So, Nikolai, you could check out the wedding episode, and you'll hear lots of wedding-related vocab. Otherwise, you could check out episode 281, which is the original Misheard Lyrics episode. You've probably heard Misheard Lyrics 2. Well, why not check out Misheard Lyrics 1? And that's one in which I go through some song lyrics and talk about how sometimes they don't make complete sense. If I were you, I would also check out the Phrasal Verb Chronicles number 2. That's episode 275. The Phrasal Verb Chronicles number 2, that was a phrasal verb review, which includes a made-up improvised story, a ridiculous story about how, do you remember how I ended up working for the, what was it? I was working for the, I can't remember. I ended up working for some organization. I was going around town handing out flyers. I can't remember the details of the story, but listen to that. I think it's quite a funny one. You could also go back and listen to my episodes about telling jokes. So that's episodes 264, 265, 266. Those were all about telling jokes. And, well, you know, just go into the archive, Nikolai, and check out some of the episodes. Or I bet there are loads of episodes you haven't listened to. So you could check those out. Now, I thought I would respond to some comments here. So I've responded to Nikolai's comment. 10 hours ago, Peter commented on the website saying, "Thanks, this is the best podcast I've ever heard." Wow, thanks very much, Peter. That's very nice. I wonder how many podcasts you've heard. I'm sure you've heard thousands upon thousands of other podcasts and you've decided that this one is the best, right? Of course you have. Let's see. Mario from Mexico commented on episode 365, which was the latest episode in which I spoke to my dad about Brexit. And Mario said, "Hi, Luke, it's me again, Mario from Mexico." He said, "I've really enjoyed this episode. Your dad is very intelligent. Was he a journalist?" Yes, Mario, he was. He used to work for the BBC. He was a BBC news journalist for many, many years. In fact, he worked in BBC television and he was responsible. He was like a producer of news programmes on the BBC. So yes, he was a journalist. And Mario goes on to talk about how he thought the way I introduced all the vocab at the beginning of that episode was a good idea. He says, "By the way, I made a question several days ago, which is the best book about the history of Britain that you can recommend to us? I really want to understand Britain a little better." And then he says, "Kudos to you." He said, I learned this word a week ago. Congratulations and good luck. Thanks, Mario. Thanks for the kudos. If you're looking for a book about the history of Britain, I would recommend British History for Dummies, because I read that one recently. Well, I didn't read it. I listened to the audiobook. British History for Dummies is the one I recommend, because it's a pretty complete history of Britain from, like, you know, thousands of years ago up to the modern age. And it kind of tells you lots of things about the cultural and also the history of the language, because you learn about the origins of the British people as they are today. So check out British History for Dummies. You could download that as an audiobook from Audible. And if you remember, I've got like that deal with Audible. You could go to audibletrial.com/teacherluke if you want to get a free audiobook. Yes. There's loads of other comments. You know what? I actually don't have time to go through all of these comments now. I would love to, but because I'm in such a rush, I can't keep going on. But thank you so much for all your comments. What I'm going to do now is play you the audio to a video that I recorded ages ago. And it's a video that you might not have seen. In 2009, I recorded a video at the Notting Hill Carnival. And that was at, it used to be an episode of this podcast. I actually, back in the olden days when I was on podomatic.com, that was the website, the host that I used to use for all my audio episodes, podomatic.com. Do you remember that? My URL used to be teacherluke.podomatic.com, and then it became teacherluke.wordpress.com, and now it's just teacherluke.co.uk. Well, back in the days when I used to use Podomatic, was it teacherluke.podomatic.com? Back in those days, I used to be able to upload video as well as audio into my RSS feed. So if you remember, in the early days, some of the content that would come through the RSS feed from me was also video. And I uploaded a few videos. And one of the videos I did was a sort of a video blog at the Notting Hill Carnival. Now, I found that video again in a hard drive, and I've uploaded it onto YouTube. And so the video is now available on YouTube, and you can find it. It's called Notting Hill Carnival, I think. It's an original title. Let me just see. What's it called? Yeah. Okay. The video is called simply Notting Hill Carnival 40 Phrasal Verbs. So you can check out the video. I'm going to embed it onto the page for this episode, but also I'm going to just play you the audio from the video. And so just as an introduction to this audio, this is something I recorded 7 years ago at the Notting Hill Carnival. The Notting Hill Carnival is the biggest carnival in Europe. And it happens every August in London, in West London, in the area that we know as Notting Hill. And it's a Caribbean music carnival. So you get lots of Caribbean music, and there are these large crowds of people and floats. So these vehicles that move through the carnival, and they're decorated, and there are lots of people on the vehicles performing, dancing and playing music. And people dress up in all sorts of incredible costumes and things like that. I mean, you can imagine the Rio Carnival, which of course is the world's most famous carnival. The Rio Carnival is a huge, incredible event. The Notting Hill Carnival is like our British version. Obviously, it's nowhere near as big as the Rio Carnival, but it's still a really big festival. It's a big carnival, and I've heard it's the biggest in Europe. So I took my video camera down to the Notting Hill Carnival, and I recorded this video diary. It's about 17 minutes long, and you'll hear in this one my commentary on the video, okay? Now, it obviously would be better if you could watch the video, and you can if you visit the page for this episode. But it also still works as just an audio commentary. So listen to me talking about the carnival, describing the things that you can see around in the video. And also in the video, I presented 40 phrasal verbs. That's right, 40. And you'll hear me using these phrasal verbs in my commentary. If you want to see a list of the phrasal verbs, then you can just watch the video and you'll see the list at the end of the video, okay? But as you listen to the commentary, try to spot the different verb phrases as you listen. Okay? All right, then. So I'm now going to play you a version of myself from 2009. And this is the audio track to the Notting Hill Carnival video. And that'll then be the rest of the podcast. And I'll speak to you again properly on the podcast soon. And I'll do a full episode. And you can, you know, you'll be able to download that in the near future, I expect. Okay, so I'm now going to get back down to my work. And I'll leave you with me from 2009 at the Notting Hill Carnival. And here we go.
Hi, everyone. This is Luke. Hello. And today I'm going to the Notting Hill Carnival. You probably know about Notting Hill from the movie with Hugh Grant, which looks a bit like this. But the Notting Hill Carnival is a slightly different view of Notting Hill, and it looks a bit like this. It's the biggest carnival in Europe. It happens every year. It's a Caribbean carnival, so you get lots of Caribbean music, Caribbean food, Caribbean culture. I'm going to take you, my video camera, in order to just video the event and give you an idea, give you a flavour of what the Notting Hill Carnival is all about, okay? So I went out and I got some cash out of the bank, and I got on the bus and I paid with my Oyster card, which I just topped up, and I went to the back of the bus and I got a seat and waited for the bus to take me to the carnival. There is Notting Hill. You can see lots of people at the end of the street. And it's just hotting up at the moment. That's Notting Hill Gate. I'm in Notting Hill now, and I got stuck in traffic on the way here. The bus took ages because there was so much traffic. I got stuck in traffic for a while. But I'm here now, and I'm just walking through Notting Hill. The police are here, and they've blocked off lots of the streets so that cars can't drive through. So all the streets are just for pedestrians now. So I'm just walking through Notting Hill with everyone, and I can hear some music in the distance, and I'm going to go in and meet up with my friend Raph. So here we go.
So you have to queue up for toilets at the carnival, because there aren't many toilets around, so that's a bit annoying. There's a typical street in Notting Hill, and that's a typical little shop that you might come across if you walk around. There's one of the musical floats playing the kind of Caribbean music. I don't know how that child is still asleep, because it's very noisy. You can see so many different people, so many different kinds of people at Notting Hill Carnival. And lots of police as well. There's Raphael in the distance, waving and pointing at me. He's with his girlfriend. Yeah, there he is, doing like a crazy dance, because he's a crazy guy. Here's Raph. He's a bit surprised to see me, I think.
Hello. Mr. Boss of Media.
Hello.
How's it going, mate? You okay?
You can pick up lots of nice food from barbecues on the street. Lots of kind of Caribbean food, like jerk chicken. And this is Portobello Road, which is the main road in Notting Hill, and more musical floats with people dancing on them and extremely loud music. They have huge speakers which pump out very loud music. I'm not sure which flag that is, but it's one of the islands of the Caribbean, I think. These people got covered in red stuff. I don't know what that stuff is, but they got completely covered in it. There are lots of police, again, just looking after everyone, making sure that we don't do anything wrong.
Hi, I'm Catherine. I'm loving the Notting Hill Carnival.
I'm from Milan.
You've got to do it later.
My name's Josh from Sunderland in the North East, and I'm loving the Notting
Hill Carnival. Hi, I'm Polly.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Very loud music. You can hear the bass. It's so strong.
Not the best place to bring a bicycle, I think.
So what do you think of Carnival?
It's rammed.
It's rammed?
It's rammed.
Yeah.
No, I like the music.
Right.
The music. The loud sound system.
Yeah. Isn't it a bit...
The colours.
The colours, yeah. This is the first time you've been to Carnival?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. great. Thank you. Do you usually carry two beers?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The best way to live.
So it's not just a carnival thing?
No. Every day.
You've always got two beers. Okay. Is that... Okay, right. Thanks.
You were going to ask another question then, and you go...
Check out this big chopper. The police are like cracking down on, crime. Yeah. Even using a chopper.
So what's happening, Ram?
As you can see, the area is quite packed. And it's like basically just like loads of floats and everything going past. A bit of police action up top. And everyone's just drinking loads of Red Stripe and whatnot, kind of like a carnival staple,
okay,
if you will.
Any phrasal verbs, perhaps?
Me
too. Yeah, you have.
Check out the Red Stripe.
Check it out. Yeah. Do you usually have four, Raph?
No, it's not. It's not absolutely necessary to see off four beers or anything, you know. But maybe later on, I'll just get a few more down, you know.
Yeah. Crack open a couple more later.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, anyway.
How does it feel having the camera right in your face like this?
It's quite close.
So you're the sergeant, are
yes.
you? Okay, so how many times have you done Carnival?
My 25th Carnival.
Really? So what's it about? What's Carnival all about?
It's about culture. It's about people enjoying themselves. It's about everyone having a good time and a good atmosphere. Just partying on. It's the second largest carnival in the world. We could learn a lot from Rio. We could sort of like have it more organised, but it's spontaneity is the nature of the event.
Yeah, yeah, okay. It's the second largest in the world, is it?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I knew it was the largest in Europe. Do you normally have any trouble?
Only minor, but then you have trouble at any large public gathering.
Yeah. Okay, thanks very much.
No problem.
Thank you. Can I interview you then? So, what's Carnival all about, guys? What's it all about for you?
So, an English boy, so French boy.
Huh?
So, French boy.
You're French?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Where in France are you from?
From Paris.
Ah, did you come here today?
Yeah.
Just for the Carnival?
Yeah.
Really? How many times have you been to Carnival? Is it your first time?
Yeah, yes. First time.
First time. What do you think? Yeah?
Ça va bien?
Yeah. Okay, have a good time, yeah.
Yeah, we say Bobby.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Just get everyone in. Hello. So, what's Carnival all about for you guys? What's it all about?
I don't know, coming out onto the street, having a bit of fun. I don't know, not having a massive
like a
race riot.
not having a massive race riot.
Yeah, definitely. That's the history. That's the history of it.
Okay.
It comes from Brixton Club.
What about the dressing?
Now we come out and party.
Have you dressed up today?
I know. I
feel really clever against the body each other.
What are you saying?
This is my normal clothes, but normally we can see him from very far away in pink.
Right, okay.
It's very boring. It never makes any sense, though.
I don't know who you're teaching English to, but do they have fake tan in wherever?
Yeah, my fake tan went very, very wrong.
That's fake tan.
But it tastes really good.
What's it made of?
Chocolate.
Oh, okay. Lovely, lovely. Okay, well, have a great time.
You too, man.
Cheers.
Good luck.
Nice.
EFL.
Nice one. Thanks a lot. Bye. What do you think of Carnival?
I don't think about it.
You don't think about it?
I don't think about it. I'm just fucking rabbit, mate.
Are you enjoying it?
In a way.
Have you had any carrots?
Well,
no?
people, they are so greedy. They didn't give me one.
They didn't give you any?
No.
But you can get carrots, right? If you just go in that direction, there's loads of carrots.
Yeah, sure, man.
Yeah. All right? Oh. Okay. Well, have a good one. Bye.
So you can just see lots of people dancing, walking along Portobello Road in all their different costumes and things. All sorts of weird and wonderful people. Like this guy, this is Bongo Man.
Hey, what's your name?
Oh, I'm Bongo Man.
Sorry?
I'm Bongo Man.
Too. Bongo Man.
Yeah.
Where are you from, Bongo Man?
Africa.
From where?
Africa.
Africa. Okay, so what's carnival all about for you?
It's all about peace, love, being together and sharing love for one another.
Yeah, nice. Okay, how does the bongo fit into all of that?
Oh, with African roots culture, go back centuries ago, so...
Yeah, like the rhythm, the heartbeat,
yes.
All that. Thanks a lot.
I'd like to say to my fans, I love you all.
Yeah.
Heart, mind, soul, spirit with them. If they're watching YouTube or Facebook, this to them. Love you all, my fans. Keep supporting me all the way. Love you.
Cheers, man.
Thanks, Bongo Man. I've no idea who Bongo Man is, but he may be famous on YouTube. These people were completely covered in chocolate. Someone had a big load of chocolate and they were throwing it at everyone. She's doing the kind of carnival dance, and then that woman got chocolate on my face.
Hello.
Hello.
What are your names?
My name is Desi.
Hello. What's carnival all about? Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, we are enjoying it.
Okay. Nice. Do you live in London?
Yeah, we live in London. We live in South East London.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So what's carnival all about for you?
Sorry?
What's it all about? What's the main thing?
We are in London just as tourists because we are not English speaking, but uh-huh. We are French and
oh, okay.
We come just for
holidays, just
right.
For carnival. Yeah,
so what do you think of carnival then?
Very good.
Very good, it's very nice. Maybe we will come back next year.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool. Thank you. Thanks very much.
That man tried to hit the camera out of my hands.
All about is the festival is just food, man.
Yeah.
Everybody enjoy themselves, do everything. Enjoy themselves, no hands.
Great, thank you.
Well, I had no idea what he said. Didn't understand a word of it, actually. You can see Popeye and Olive Oil having a good time, enjoying the carnival. They're much taller than I expected. All the jerk chicken there, massive barbecues with people chopping it up there on the table. Very tasty it is, quite spicy.
What's your name?
My name is Ella.
How's the carnival?
It's pretty good, pretty busy.
Yeah, have you been before?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Okay, so is this one better or worse than last
time? I think it's better, I'm with more people, so
okay, all right. What's carnival all about?
I don't know. Party. I'm sure there's like some historical reason, but
what's it about for you? What's
I know, it's having a laugh. Getting drunk at no time. What about you? What's it for you?
It's the same, like having a good laugh, listening to the music, getting into the sort of community spirit of it and all that. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
So I'm an idiot because I didn't get her phone number. I should have tried to chat her up, but I didn't.
Where are you from?
South Korea.
What do you think of carnival?
Sorry?
What do you think of the carnival?
Yeah! HypnoticBreast.net! Yeah!
Wonderful, yeah?
Yeah,
brilliant. Okay.
Yep.
Nice one. Cheers.
Yep.
Cheers. Cheers.
You can see St. Luke's Muse, named after me, actually. It wasn't really. Yeah. So the Spanish tapas bar was open, but the Japanese cafe was closed. Typical.
So it's very difficult to squeeze through the crowds at the carnival. There's so many people, it's difficult to squeeze through. See more people dancing in the street, getting down. Another massive speaker, very, very loud, seriously loud music. And you see all the people kind of getting down, grooving, dancing, blowing their whistles. It's just a great party in the street. I mean, normally these streets are very quiet, very nice places, but during carnival they just become crazy parties with everyone just dancing and drinking. It's great fun. This here is Miss Dynamite, and she's actually quite famous in the UK. She's got a recording contract, so you can see she's getting everyone into it. And that's basically the end of this carnival video. After this, my tape ran out. I had no more tape left. It ran out, so I had to leave a final message for you.
Okay, I'm just in a toilet now in someone's house, someone I don't know. The sun's gone down, the carnival's going crazy out there, completely insane. So I've run out of tape, so that's the end of this. That's the end of this video, so ciao, peace, Rastafari.
So, yeah, that's the end of the video. I hope you enjoyed it. Now, there were loads of phrasal verbs in the whole video. So did you manage to spot all the phrasal verbs? I'll give you a list of the phrasal verbs in this video at the end of the video. But, of course, you'll have to listen to Luke's English podcast again in order to find all the meanings. I'll actually explain all of the phrasal verbs and give you definitions for all of them, every one that has appeared in this show, in this video. Okay, so what you should do now is watch the video again and try and pick up all of the phrasal verbs. Okay, that's it. Bye.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.